Chapter 10. Preparing for an Attack. It was dark when I arrived at the stockade. "Captain Smollett," I called. "It's me, Jim." The captain opened the door.
Jim, are you all right?"
I was happy to hear the captain's voice. "Come in, boy." I went into the house and sat down.
"Where were you?" the captain asked. "I was worried about you. It was wrong to leave without my permission."
"I know, I'm sorry," I said, "but I've got a lot to tell you." I told everyone about Ben Gunn and his life on the island. I also told them that he wanted to meet the squire. Then I told them that I saw Silver kill Tom. Captain shook his head.
"Poor Tom. He was a good sailor and a loyal man."
"What happened here?" I asked. "Why did you leave the ship?"
"Well," said the captain, "after I sent Silver and his men to the island, we took food and guns and came here. I knew about the stockade. My plan was to arrive here before Silver. We're high up, and we can defend ourselves better here."
"Do you think they'll attack us tonight?" I asked.
"No," the captain said. "I left 20 bottles of rum on the deck for them. They'll be drunk tonight."
"Listen," said the squire, who was guarding the door. "They're on the beach, and you can hear them singing from here. They're too drunk to do anything."
"The rum and the climate will kill them if they stay down there," said Dr. Livesey, "and they haven't got any medicine." That night, the squire went to meet Ben Gunn.
"A man who knows the island can help us," he said.
Early the next morning, we heard a noise outside and picked up our pistols. Long John Silver and one of his men were standing near the house. They had a white flag.
"What do you want?" said Captain Smollett.
"Captain Silver wants to talk to you," the sailor said.
"I don't know any Captain Silver," said the captain in an angry voice.
Captain Smollett turned to us and said,
"Take your guns and go to your places. I don't trust these men."
Silver spoke.
"We drank a lot of rum last night, and you killed one of my men. But you won't get another opportunity like that."
The captain didn't know what Silver was talking about, but I did. I remembered Ben's words.
"Perhaps I'll help you tonight."
I was sure that he was the person who killed one of Silver's men.
"What do you want?"
the captain asked.
"The treasure," Silver replied. "I want the map. We'll find the treasure and we'll take you to England. Or if you want, you can stay here on the island. I've got more men than you, Captain Smollett."
The captain replied in a quiet, cold voice.
"Listen to me, Silver. You and your men are pirates. Pirates and mutineers. I'm the captain of the Hispaniola. Bring your men here and give me your guns. I'll take you to England."
Silver was angry. He pulled the white cloth off the stick and threw it on the ground.
"Come on,"
he said to the man. They turned round and walked down the hill.
"The man's a fool," said the captain. "I'm not frightened of him. But we must be ready. They'll attack us today. Stay inside and guard your positions."
"How many men has Silver got?" the doctor asked.
"He's got 16, Captain Smollett replied. "There are 8 of us, but we've got 20 guns, gunpowder and knives, and we've got a good position here at the stockade. They'll come from the north. There are a lot of trees there. Listen to me and obey my orders. Squire, you and Grey take the north side. Doctor, you and Hunter take the west side. I'm on the east side with Joyce. And Jim, stand at the door with Redruth."
In our positions, we waited for the attack.